Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, February 3rd. I'm Ray Graff. Yesterday on the program, we had the sports writers in. They had their predictions about the Super Bowl. We talked the nuts and bolts about what's going to happen in the Super Bowl. All of that's secondary to the most important thing about the Super Bowl, and that's the food. And so today on the program, we'll talk about the food and the drink for your Super Bowl party. Deanna Fox is here, and she'll bring some dishes and cool stuff that we can try. And also today on the program, we welcome Kevin Mullen of Rare Form Brewing Company in Troy, New York, who will quarterback the drinking side of the game. Give us a call if you want to share your thoughts about your Super Bowl party. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. We'll start it off after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call and talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Well, it's a Food Friday. Today is our Super Bowl pregame show. Leading our team is a crowd favorite, Deanna Fox. Deanna is a freelance food and agriculture writer based in the Capital District. Her work is known locally in the Times Union, all over Albany, Edible Capital District, also in national publications like Eater and Beer Advocate. More can be found on her website, which is working. It's foxonfood.com, foxonfood.com, or on Facebook under Fox on Food. Also in the lineup today, Kevin Mullen. Kevin is the owner and head brewer of the Rare Form Brewing Company in Troy, New York. Rare Form is a five-barrel brewer featuring a wide range of crafted beers. And then he was on the taxi squad before the game, but we brought him in today. And it's our own Joe Donahue, who heard there would be beer here, and suddenly he appeared. Give us a call if you would like to get in on the party. It's 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also email the program, voxpop@wamc.org. Kevin, Deanna, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you. Hello.
We got a little party here. Yeah. Yesterday we had the sports writers on, and we had Keith Strudler, and we talked about the game, and Dullsville, right? It's all about the food. Here, our crack producer Jim Lavoulis pulled these stats, and this is according to the National Chicken Council. That's right. There is a National Chicken Council. Super Bowl fans are expected to eat 1.33 billion chicken wings on Sunday.
Are there enough chickens to sustain that?
That's a great question.
Well, there's two wings on each chicken, so that's about 600 million.
How many wings?
1.33 billion.
Billion.
Yeah. It's a lot of chicken. A national pizza chain, Domino's, says it plans to sell 11 million slices of pizza on Super Bowl Sunday. That's a 350% jump from a normal Sunday. Nielsen crunched the following numbers. Shoppers will spend $227 million on potato chips for Sunday, $13 million on vegetable trays, $10 million on deli dips, $89 million on popcorn, $58 million on deli sandwiches, and $1.2 billion on beer. That's what it's all about.
Who's really eating all of those vegetables, though? Are they just to make the plates look pretty? Like, come on. Well, you're not coming to Super Bowl Sunday for the vegetables.
Well, it's at the end of the day, right? After the game is over and there's nothing left,
yeah,
you go for the celery sticks.
That's the only thing left, the veggie tray.
Right, and just a little bit of beer. This is amazing. $594 million on wine, $503 million on whiskey, vodka, rum, tequila, and gin. Pretty impressive.
I was going to say, how do we get in on that? But I guess our two guests are getting in on
that. That's right, Joe. Thank you for keeping me on message. Well, first, now, Deanna's on, every couple of months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought things. Tell us what you brought today.
Today, I brought some chicken wings, but they're a little bit different. They're not buffalo chicken wings. They are a Korean barbecue chicken wing. So they're a little bit sweet, a little bit spicy, and very, very sticky. And we saw Mr. DeFazio, Rocco DeFazio, last weekend.
For his cooking class.
Yes, and he was mentioning that stromboli is kind of the ultimate football food. It's, grab and go. It's warm. You can fill it with anything. So we have some broccoli and spinach stromboli.
Ooh, there are the vegetables you were talking about.
There it is. You just throw them into some pizza dough with a ton of cheese and you're fine.
Yeah.
And I picked up Cider Belly Donuts in Albany, downtown Albany, is making a special six-pack of Super Bowl-themed donuts.
Okay, now traditionally you don't think Super Bowl and donuts in the same thought.
No.
But maybe you don't.
Oh, really? Over to Donahue asked. So explain what Cider Belly has done here.
Right, so Cider Belly, they take their traditional cider donut, And they put a little spin on it. So five of them have a cider and vanilla spiced base, but one of them has buffalo chicken sauce in the donut.
Oh my God, that's for
me. So it is a neon orange donut. It is a fluorescent donut, and it has a buffalo chicken cream cheese and blue cheese frosting.
Is there chicken in it?
I do not think there is chicken in
it. See, they'll make it better if there was chicken in it.
Depends on who you ask. But this, you know.
Well, I'll definitely try that. I'm not afraid of that.
We'll give it a go.
Kevin Mullen, are you afraid of that?
I'm not afraid of that.
Kevin Mullen is the owner and head brewer at Rare Form Brewing Company in Troy, and I think it's the first time you've been on this program.
Yes, thank you very much.
And very nice glasses you have there. What did you bring today to fill them?
Coordinated with Deanna about the menu earlier, and so I brought some beers that would blend with them. One of them is our Freshy Pilsner. It's a hoppy Pilsner. I brought a wheat wine that we were going to talk about, the onion dip. Possibly, maybe.
I forgot.
You forgot the onion dip?
It's in my fridge, Ray.
Okay, I put the onion dip recipe on our page among all the other recipes.
I made it because you said it's your favorite, and I forgot it.
But you, I could have put my onion dip recipe on it.
I think it was like a Freudian slip. I think I'm just really looking forward to going home.
And having onion dip.
And eating the onion dip on my own.
That makes sense.
Saving it for the Sunday.
Yeah.
My onion dip recipe is a little more complicated than yours.
No, I don't believe it.
No, it is. So you need to get sour cream.
Yeah.
And then the tricky part is you have to get a packet of onion soup mix and stir it up, and then you leave it in the fridge.
That's right. You leave it in the
fridge. It's a little more complicated than yours with the cutting up of the onions.
You know. It's very tricky trying to
get
the perfect tear across the top of that, you know, packet so you don't get any powder left in the nooks and crannies of the packet.
If you get a paper cut, there's a lot that could go wrong.
Right.
I actually went a little further this past holiday season, and I used beef onion soup.
A little radical. Good. Yeah.
Exploring.
Joe Donahue, what's on your plate for your Super Bowl party?
Well, I think probably most people who, if they listen to the show, know that I'm a Patriots fan.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So I'm trying to make up for all of the bashing done on yesterday's program. But I'm very excited for the game, and so we usually have a taco dip.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what's in that?
It is sort of like a casserole-ish. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where there's a tortilla on the bottom, and then the vegetables, and then sour cream, cheese.
Did you ground beef?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like everything in a taco in a nice little layered dip, and you take a big scoop.
Those
of a
scoopers.
Tortilla dip.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Frito scoops.
You get right in there. Yeah.
Well, chicken wings will be part of it, of course.
Okay, and I'm sure they will not look as good as these chicken wings.
No.
And again, these Korean chicken wings. The recipe's on our site at wamc.org/voxpop, or if you just search Food Friday, you'll find it. Now, let's have some beer, and then we'll get to the phones. 800-348-2551. It's Super Bowl party. All right, Kevin Mullen, what do we try first?
Let's start with the Crass Porter, I think.
Crass?
Crass Porter.
Oh, Crass.
Crass, yep.
Okay.
Kurt Vonnegut.
Not Crass. Okay, I understand. All right, let's try. You better give Donahue a hearty glass. Yeah.
If someone takes a hearty glass.
I'll just take a little sip. You know me. 800-348-2551, the telephone number. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That thing's beautiful. Look at it.
It's a beautiful glass.
It
really is.
And dark.
Thank you. Okay, and a little sip for the brewer, and then we'll toast to the Atlanta Falcons winning the Super Bowl.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
And this is, I'm sorry, explain again what this is.
So this is our robust porter. You'll get a little like bitter chocolate kind of notes in there, almost like a baker's chocolate. Malt comes through, really nice body. It's not overly carbonated, but it's just enough that sits on the palate and kind of really quenches that thirst and wants you to have another sip afterwards.
That's absolutely true. And the malt is, that's a very nice mix.
It's nice to have something with malt in it. Everything is so hoppy these days.
Yes.
For sure.
This is really nice indeed.
You know, the carbonation seems hard sometimes in a stout.
It can be, yeah. And this one is, we wanted it nice and really soft. There's a little bit of bitterness in there, but it's not from the hops. It's really from the astringency of the grains and adds that complexity. And then having that a little bit softer on the CO2 on there, the carbonation on it, again, just kind of lets it wash everything away.
Because it gives it a creaminess, but yet because of the bitterness of the chocolate that you mentioned, it overtakes that a little bit, which makes it very nice.
Absolutely.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. We'll have a bite to eat in a moment. Let's take a call first, though. Steve in Clifton Park. Steve, you're on.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm not a big football fan, but I am a big food fan, which is why I look forward to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm going to be getting a platter of arepas for the Super Bowl.
I don't know
if you guys are familiar with these things.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Deanna knows what it is, but we don't know what it is, so tell us.
Well, arepas are these, they're like a Venezuelan kind of street food. They're like corn fritters that are stuffed with cheese or spiced, you know, meats of different kinds. They're super good. And there's a good place that sells them here in Clifton Park.
Oh, fantastic. So that sounds like a good idea. Well, good for you. And who do you want to win the game?
You know what? I'm from Connecticut originally, so I'm gonna have to go with the Patriots. But really, as long as I'm eating, I'm happy.
All right. Well, that's the way I look at it. We'll give one mark here for the Patriots. Thank you for the call, Steve. Our number is 800-348-2551. Deanna, what should we eat first?
I'm cutting up some donuts, but I think because Joe is a Patriots fan, we should eat the Tom Brady-themed donut first.
What's that?
Yeah.
You have to inflate that?
Yeah.
Overinflate it?
It's doughy and soft. Yeah.
It is the
vanilla spice cider donut base, and it has the most delightful peanut butter frosting on top with like a chocolate fudge drizzle, and it has little crunchy chocolate candies on top.
Does he, of course.
As does Tom Brady. All right, this is a good spot to take a break while we're doling out the donuts. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. It is a Food Friday. It is a Super Bowl party. We'll be back.
Support for WAMC comes from Viva Fresh Pasta. 30 years and 30 wines by the glass. European cuisine infused with flavors of the world. Northampton, Massachusetts. Grab life by the knife and fork. VivaFreshPasta.com. The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst. A New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe. Offering fair trade coffee. BlackSheepDeli.com. John Andrews Farmhouse Restaurant. Sourcing from local farms and food makers since 1990. John Andrews Farmhouse features Jove D, an Italian prefix menu, in the Berkshires every Thursday night, Egremont, Massachusetts, johnandrewsrestaurant.com. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, located in the Old Town Hall, Sunderland, Massachusetts, serving globally inspired, locally sourced cuisine, open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday at 5, blueherondining.com. And Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts, preparing weddings, showers, reunions, and more at the Curtis House with 3 B&B rooms available or at their recently renovated barn. Farm to Vase Florals. Information at gloriosaco.com.
Don't forget, the fun drive starts Monday at 6 a.m. Alan Chartok will be in Pledge Central taking your calls, spinning some tales. It's a good time. But if you want to shorten the fun drive, go to WAMC.org and keep beating that lockbox. Could make it a one-day fun drive. It's a Vox Pop. It is Food Friday. Ray Graff here, joined today by Kevin Mullen of Rare Form Brewing Company in Troy, New York. Also, Deanna Fox of Vox Pop Food Friday Hall of Famer. And Joe Donahue, who likes to pop in when there's free alcohol to be had. And Deanna Fox, you just cut up donuts from Cider Belly, and they're all Super Bowl themed. Tell us what we have here.
All right, so we have the Brady Crunch, which is the one we just mentioned.
Which one is that?
With the peanut butter frosting, okay. And the chocolate
this
drizzle.
One?
That one.
Okay.
Which one? I'm sorry.
This is the Brady
Crunch.
Okay.
All right.
We have in the Patriots theme, we have the Bill Belichick's Mix donut,
mm-hmm.
Which is frosted with a vanilla glaze that has Chex Mix. It's a honey vanilla glaze with honey nut Chex Mix on top.
Do you have to cheat to make this?
Cheat?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It's a football thing. Forget it.
Don't start from scratch.
It's honey because he's so sweet.
Yeah.
The Matty Ryan has a rye whiskey glaze on it and some toffee crunch.
I just ate the Matt Ryan.
Did you like it?
It was very good.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
There is the one with edible silver on top is the Super Hole ring.
Oh, look at that. It has edible silver.
Yeah, and it's got little like sugar dragees on it to look like diamonds for the Super Bowl ring.
Oh, my gosh. Cider Belly's great.
Yeah. The Dirty Bird is the chocolate one with the drizzle. And then you also have in front of you the Just Winging It.
Is this the Just Winging It?
Yes.
All right, let's take a call. I must try a buffalo wing flavored donut. Let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. Let's go to Paul in Altamont. Paul, you're on.
Hi, I thought I heard in the introduction a five-barrel brewery. Is that correct?
Yeah, five-barrel brewery.
What does it mean? Sounds like an awfully small brewery.
It is. We're really actually really small. We're not quite what they call like a nano brewery. We're just above that. But five barrels, we're making, you know, just enough really for our tap room and some outside sales around New York at certain places.
Hello? Paul, are you there? You want to follow up?
No, I was just puzzled.
Well, there you go. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. It's a Food Friday Super Bowl party edition. Got to say, I love the buffalo chicken wing.
You did?
Donut. Not so much. You're not so much? I think it's great. Joe?
I haven't tried it yet. Here we go.
We need a drum roll.
I predict he's going to like it. It's a donut.
It's got some funk.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a savory donut. No? Oh, I'm down with this 100%.
And what's the frosting?
I think it's got cream cheese in it. It definitely has blue cheese in it.
Mm.
But we did a write-up for it for All Over Albany, and we tried to think of it as a bagel. If you think of it as a bagel and less of a donut, it's a little bit easier to stomach.
Oh, my God. I think it's great. I could eat 10 or 12 dozen.
I think we look for that in our food. It makes it easier to stomach.
And like this program. Funny. Kevin, what do you think? You'll be the tiebreaker.
I would say I would have one. I don't know if I'd go back for a second.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
You're all wrong. But it's a great donut.
Now you need to eat the other ones because I could just get down with these donuts all day.
Okay.
Just,
well, I'll take a call. You eat a donut.
I will.
It's 800-348-2551. Then we'll have another beer and some wings. Danielle in Wappinger Falls. Danielle, you're on.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about the Tom Brady donut.
Yeah.
I think it should be a little bit less inflated than a regular donut. More
exactly.
Like a pizza donut thing going on.
That's a great idea. Who do you want in the game?
It's a little bit fun. Oh, definitely not Patriots.
Nah.
It's showing me that he's a fan over there.
Oh, Joe Donahue? So. He's a big fan.
Yes. Yeah. I know. It's killing me.
Well, Danielle, it gave me great pleasure that the two times the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl to be on the air.
Yes, I'm very happy
day.
As well.
Yeah, it was really great, and Joe took it very well. So
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he'll take it well Monday when the Falcons win. Well, thanks a
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. We'll be rooting for it. Thank you.
Enjoy the game. We appreciate it very much. 800-348-2551. Anybody want to say anything before we have some more beer?
Well, I think the great thing about this food is it's a nice mix of things you can make at home and things you can pick up. So you can stay on theme. You can do like fun, you know, get your Pinterest fix in. Find the recipes that, you know, cupcakes that look like footballs or decorate it however you want to. You can go all out or you can just go and you can pick up a box of donuts. It's six for $13. And I think
or something like that.
Vaguely like that. Yeah,
and you know, there's a lot of places doing food. There was a cupcake shop that was doing football themed donuts. Like there's lots of different places that are doing food like that. So if you can't find the time to make something yourself. You can just, you know.
I truly don't think you will find wings that look that good. Now, how long did it take to make those Korean barbecue
wings? Not long.
Really?
Yes. The trick about making wings at home and pretty much any place where you go that has really good wings is they're probably going to bake them or braise them first before they fry them. These are not fried. These are baked in the oven. And the trick is the recipe is on WAMC.org.
Right. I put it up there. Yep.
And the trick is to bake them really slow and low. So these were baked at 350 for almost an hour. So they got really moist. They got really juicy. And then we glazed them. And the glaze is really easy.
What's in it?
Ketchup, soy sauce, some rice wine vinegar, a little bit of brown sugar, and some Korean chili pepper paste.
Nice.
Which you can buy in the grocery store now in the Asian section. And then you just crank up the heat to like 450. And you glaze them, and you can see they have little bits of char mark on it.
Yeah.
And that's just from the heat. It's almost, you could almost put them under the broiler if you wanted to. And then when they
gorgeous.
Come out, you top them. They have sesame seeds on them, cilantro, and scallion. And you can really do, you know, take that method and do it however you want. You can just do a regular barbecue sauce. You can do Frank's Red Hot. and butter or whatever hot sauce that you want to use and do them buffalo style.
Yeah.
So they're easy stuff. And they can reheat really well. They're easy. And then, of course, stromboli is just pizza dough, cheese, fixins. Roll it up.
I see Kevin Mullen from Rare Form is really eyeing the wings, so we better have a wing. I'll take a call here. You guys dole out the wings. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's Food Friday. Let's go to Hal in Saratoga Springs. Hal.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to comment, two comments, basically. One is I love your show. I'm off every other Friday. I love to listen to the discussion about food.
Oh, thanks.
For me, the Super Bowl is all about food.
Yeah.
It's like the finale of the feasting season that starts at, like, Thanksgiving and rolls right through.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make a comment about your number of chicken wings
yes.
consumed in the country.
Yes.
It's really not two wings per chicken, right? When you take a look at, they count the kind of like the severed digits, right? So I think every chicken's got probably four wings.
Oh, terrific. I didn't know that.
Well, so. Usually the wing is like...
drumette, and then you got the part with the two bones in there, right?
Right, right. And usually there's like two parts to the wing, and you would... Yeah. You would separate them.
Now well, thanks for saying severed digits.
Yeah, now I'm not sure I want to. Not sure I want to eat them now.
Dig in, Ray.
Hal, what is on your Super Bowl menu?
Oh, well, I'm going to visit my nephew, so I think there's some homemade pizza on there.
Nice.
And we're bringing the ultimate party meatballs.
Okay, what's in those?
You ever have that? It's basically it's. Heinz chili sauce and jellied cranberry sauce mixed together.
Wow.
And then you put your meatballs in that,
and
it forms a glaze on there. It's really good.
You crock pot those, or do you just put them in a?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
I'm gonna do them in a crock pot. Yeah, but you can do them right on the stove too.
Hey, that's terrific. Hey, great job. Thanks, Hal.
All right.
Have a good one. Who do you want to win the game?
It doesn't matter, but I guess we'll go with the local team up here.
All right, fair enough. So I guess that's the Patriots. That's another one for the Patriots. Thanks, Hal. We appreciate the call.
I guess that's the Patriots, yes.
800-348-2551 is a telephone number. It's a Super Bowl pregame show here with Deanna Fox, Kevin Mullen, Joe Donahue, and yours truly, Ray Graff. How are the wings?
Oh, amazing.
Are they?
Excellent.
Really good.
Thank you.
I love that spice. And that is just a very nice, muted spice.
Right at the end.
Right at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it lingers just enough.
Mm-hmm. Terrific.
You know, my glass runneth empty.
You can fix that.
All right. What do we try now?
We'll try our IPA we call Sexy Beets.
Okay. So what hops are we using in this?
This has a mixture of hops. The Roma hops that you'll get out of it are actually Simcoe and Amarillo.
Okay.
So that's the main ones that you'll be able to taste.
All right. Very good. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Let's see. Now, you made the stromboli, and you used, Deanna, the instruction you got from Rocco DeFazio on Sunday.
Yes, I took a pizza class with Rocco DeFazio and his two lovely sons on Sunday. And we learned the ins and outs of everything pizza. And they make an awesome stromboli, and people were going for the meat stromboli, but the broccoli and spinach one was really superb. It was beautiful, and so I tried to recreate it at home. I had a little mishap in my oven. I did not press down the seams tight enough, and there was this beautiful cascading waterfall of cheese.
Maybe you put too much in. Rocco said you have to be very careful and not put too much stuff in there.
Yes, he did say per stromboli, about 1.25 to 1.5 pounds of filling. I think maybe I overdid it, but it was so beautiful. It was just like the steam coming off. It was like lava into the ocean. And then I had like, you know, raclette at the end where I just like made this ball of cheese and stuffed it
and
into
you
my
ate
mouth.
It. Good,
oh,
good for you.
That's great.
Good for you.
That's good.
And we put a picture of the stromboli up on the website. So if you want to take a look at that, you can. This IPA is excellent, Kevin Mullen.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of late edition hops, but we want to make it, again, kind of make it a soft profile, not overly bitter or lingering bitterness. Want to just get a nice, get the grain in there. There's a lot of New York oats and then some New York two-row as well. And have that grain flavor come in and then balance it out with those hops and a nice little just quick, not too heavy IPA.
The IPA craze hasn't peaked yet, huh?
Doesn't seem like it. It's top-selling beer for sure for everyone.
I'm still waiting for that to crest. I mean, I like IPA, yeah. But lately I've been going for heavy malt. There is one IPA that I believe it's by Founders. I think it's Centennial IPA,
yes.
and it's not that hoppy. It's sort of got more malt than... I mean, there's a lot of hoppy beverages out there in America these days.
Absolutely. And I think the important thing about that is when you have a really hoppy beer, you want to have something that balances out. So it's just not one flavor coming at you, a little bit more complex. And a nice balance of the malts can do that.
So the citrus flavor comes from what?
That's coming from the hops from there.
One of the two hops?
The combination of the two.
Excellent. Well, grapefruity, I like it.
Yeah, it definitely has a citrus sort of nose to it. Kevin Mullen is with Rare Form Brewing Company in Troy, New York. How long have you guys been open?
A little over 2.5 years now.
I've never made it over there. Where are you?
We're right downtown, just about a block east of Russell Sage.
Hmm.
So if you're familiar with where the Ruck is, we're right around the corner from the Ruck and across the street from the Troy Kitchen.
And Deanna, you're familiar.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't been, you're missing out. It's wonderful. Not only is the beer fantastic, but the space is really inviting. You know, it's open pretty accessible hours, I feel, so you can get in there and have some fun, meet up with your friends. And I love the place personally. It's great. And Kevin and Jenny, the owners, are really fantastic. So
it's a lot of work, though, isn't it?
It is, but it's fun.
Really? Is this the first time you've been out in a while?
Yes, pretty much.
Hey, well, nice to have you here. Deanna, what's on your Super Bowl menu for your own home?
Well, I'm not really a football fan.
But again, it's not about the football, is it?
It's not.
Unless the Giants are in it, and then it is.
It's not about the football. I just feel like even if you're not a football fan, everybody else in the country seemingly is going to be gathered with people that they care about in some regard.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's a fun drive at 6 a.m. the next day.
True. eating delicious food. So even if you take the football element out, that's still a party. So why not have a party anyway?
So what do you have?
So I'm going to make those wings.
Okay.
My son is almost 7, and he is a connoisseur of chicken wings. And
Tough critic?
Mm-hmm. And he loves those.
Okay.
And they're easy enough where he makes them. It's just boiling the glaze on the stove.
Hold it. Stop.
And putting chicken in and out of the oven.
Stop. Your 7-year-old helps you in the kitchen.
It's amazing. Yeah, you can put kids in the kitchen. People are always so scared to put kids in the kitchen.
Get on that, right?
And he doesn't burn the place to the ground.
No.
Amazing.
No, and if he made the stromboli, it probably wouldn't have melted all over the oven either.
Well, you must have a really precocious little kid. Must be tough to live with, huh?
No, he's great. No. Kids are more adaptable than we give them credit for. So, you know, put them in the kitchen and let them do their thing. But anyway, so we're going to be making the wings.
Right.
Probably something sweet. Probably not donuts, but probably some delicious chocolate cake, perhaps.
Mm.
Chocolate mayonnaise cake is a big hit in my house.
My grandmother used to make that.
Chocolate mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Joe, do you know what I'm talking about, chocolate mayonnaise cake?
I do.
Yes.
So do I.
I do.
It's amazing.
My mother used to have a cookbook called Square Meals, and it was like this 1930s, 1940s cookbook, early 50s maybe.
Yeah.
And yes, the chocolate mayonnaise cake was amazing.
I'm told it's an old recipe that was popular because of either Depression or World War.
Yeah, because of rations.
Rationing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Kevin, it's pretty amazing. You put the mayonnaise in the cake, and it's substitute for the butter and
the any kind of fat, so oil and egg.
Yeah, and it's really good.
Huh. Yep, so
let's try it.
It's great.
It's great because you can put it right on your ham and cheese sandwich as well. Let's go to Jay in Worthington. Jay, you're on.
Hi, I don't have a television, and I watch one football game a year, and it's typically the last half of the Super Bowl.
Okay, how do you do that without a television?
I go to my local bar.
Oh, smart.
In Worthington.
Yeah.
This is primarily a story about, it's not about beer particularly.
Okay.
But I was there for the last Patriots game, and the place is deafeningly loud. Everybody's a Patriots fan. You couldn't hear yourself think.
Yeah.
And then a Victoria's Secret ad came on, and you could have heard a pin drop.
Ha-ha!
Men and women. And the bar owner was sitting next to me, and he turned to me and said, "Whoa, that's weird." So that's just my Patriots football story.
So really, ultimately, the point about this is Victoria's Secret ads are more interesting than football.
Well, I got to say, the ads for the Super Bowl are really interesting and fun to watch.
Well, you know,
it was so funny to see the audience reaction to that. They just, went from 60-0 in in an instant.
Well, go ahead.
I want to recommend a beer, Calyptra, which is an it's an IPA.
Do you need a prescription for that?
You might. it's a terrific, tasty, low alcohol, 4.5% to 5% session IPA.
Huh.
I no longer drink, so it's a fond memory now.
Well, AJ, who do you like
enjoy
in the game?
Enjoy your show. Yes.
Who do you like in the game this weekend?
Victoria's Secret.
Like a good game. I like a good game. You know, I grew up in San Francisco. Once Joe Montana stopped playing,
I hear you, man.
I kind of lost interest in the game.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it very much. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. You ever heard of Levitra?
I have not.
Was it?
No.
I don't know. I think that was called.
Calyptra?
Yeah, Calyptra.
All right.
Yeah.
Big Pharma's new IPA.
Could have been a Disney villain, too. I'm not positive.
Delicious. Revenge of Calyptra. All right, let's take a break. 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday, and it's a Super Bowl party edition with Kevin Mullen, Deanna Fox, Joe Donahue, yours truly, Ray Graff. We'll be back.
Support for WMC comes from Roundhouse Bakery, Cambridge, New York. Featuring baked goods, along with coffee, teas, soups, and sandwiches, using locally sourced and organic as available produce and ingredients. Facebook.com/Roundhouse Bakery Cafe. The Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs, giving children the education and tools for the challenges of an ever-changing world. WaldorfSaratoga.org. Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends, creating special blends with labels for gifts, weddings, and corporate events. RollingRockSalt.com for market appearances. 20 Railroad Public House, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Providing local and seasonably inspired pub fare using antibiotic and added hormone-free meats, local produce, craft beer, cocktails, and wine. 20railroad.com. And Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com.
Fox Pop, Food Friday on WAMC. Ray Graff here. Number is 800-348-2551. We're joined today by Kevin Mullen, owner and head brewer at the Rare Form Brewing Company in Troy, New York. Also, Deanna Fox, who is a food and agriculture writer based in the Capital District. You can find her in the Times Union, all over Albany, Edible Capital District, and national publications like Eater, which I've never heard of.
Eater? Yeah, Eater is part of the Vox Media Group,
yeah.
And it's online only. It's a great resource for food from in all perspectives of food. It's a really
okay, so it's not one of those that are covered with brown paper bag in the side of the shop.
No, okay. But it is, some of that food is very tempting.
All right. Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's a Super Bowl party edition. We've had some tremendous Korean barbecue wings. We've had some donuts. Yes, donuts. And I love the buffalo wing donuts from Cider Valley. I got to say, it was really delicious. I guess I'm in a minority here, but I think it's fantastic. Let's go to John in Colony. John.
Hey, how? How are you?
Hey, ho. How are you?
Oh, doing great, sir. Thank you for asking. I really love the show. I'm a longtime listener since about 1970.
Okay.
Supporter. And I was talking about Kingfisher, which is a large bottle of beer from India. The Bombay restaurant up on Central Ave in the town of Colony, Roselleville section, is really good. They have great food there.
Yeah.
I went just one night. I was like, you can order in, or take out, eat there. Great food. And
tell us about this,
really nice people.
Tell us about this Kingfisher beer. I've not had this.
You've not had it? It's available in many Indian restaurants. and there are several in close by. The large bottle, it's not low alcohol.
No.
But if you have a good meal with it, and, you know, it's very tasty, very refreshing.
Kevin, do you know of this beer?
Yeah, actually, one of the interesting things about our area here is most of the beer, Kingfisher on the our side of the U.S., is all brewed actually in Saratoga, at Old Saratoga Brewery.
You're kidding
me.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and there's actually another one. Now, I can't, it was a while ago, you know. The young man who worked there recommended it, so I got that instead. And that was great, and served me up all kinds of food. I was the last one there. They're very nice people.
What's on your menu for the Super Bowl, John?
Well, I watched the news. Now, let's see. I was born in Albany.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, they're out. I like
Albany is out. That's right.
Okay.
The Albany team. They just didn't do.
The Albany team. You know, they're
yeah.
out.
I'm with you.
But I live in Colony now.
Okay.
The Colony team's good. Well, the Albany, Colony, Albany had the Metro Maulers,
Central.
Right?
I went to Colony Central, yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Well, we have some locals. Locals are playing for both the Patriots and the Falcons.
That's true.
Well, I like the Patriots. I like New England.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Well, hey, John, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Joe Donahue, thank you for being here today. How many glasses of beer you had so far, sir?
I've lost count, but I thank you very much for the kind invitation.
Nice to have you here, and you know, we appreciate that very much. So that's it. We've tried all the beer.
Am I helping at all?
You're not hurting. I'm sure you're actually helping.
All right. Just wanted to make sure I was of
some
use to you.
You said something about a vanilla stout.
A vanilla porter.
Oh, yeah? Can I try?
No, I was talking about that. So you asked, you were telling him what you had in your refrigerator. I was telling him what I had in mine.
Oh, so we don't have any of that today.
No, what do you got there?
I've got two different ones, so you can choose which one. One is our wheat wine that we have, which is actually 55% of it is made from wheat, raw wheat, white wheat, and red wheat. And then also a freshie, which is a hoppy pilsner.
What's the alcohol content in those?
The wheat wine is actually 8%, and the freshie is about 5.5%.
So the wine, right?
No, you and Deanna try the wine. I'll just have a little tiny sip of the hoppy.
You got it.
Pilsner.
So, Ray, I was thinking about the geographical differences between the two teams they're playing, and you could build a whole menu just on that. You could do, like, if you're a Patriots fan, you could do all New England
Boston
food.
Boston baked beans,
mm-hmm.
right?
You could do some chowder, some really good chowder.
Oh, a lot of good
some
seafood.
Some lobster rolls.
Sure.
And if you're in the South, you could do like really good pulled pork. You could do like a Brunswick stew. You could do
have Jasper Alexandron get some of that pimento.
Pimento cheese.
Yeah. Barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fried chicken.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Fried falcon.
No.
Fried falcon. I'm sure that's violating some federal laws. It's Deanna Fox, by the way. You can complain at her website, foxonfood.com. Also joined by Kevin Mullen, who is the owner and brewer of the Rare Form Brewing Company in Troy. Do you guys have a website?
We do, rareformbrewing.com.
Rareformbrewing.com. Well, let's try the beer. This is the Hoppy Pilsner, yeah?
Correct. You got the Hoppy Pilsner, and then Joe and Deanna got the Freshie.
Very light. Almost.
They got
almost
the wheat wine.
Banana sort of element to this.
Yeah, it's an interesting different kind of hops in there. Again, just some different from our bittering hops to our actual aroma hops in that, and those ones bring out some little citrus, also almost like apricot kind of in that notes. And then the wheat wine.
So when you said wheat wine, I was surprised by the head on this.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool for a wine.
Yeah, it's actually, well, it's
a beer.
Called a wheat
it's
wine,
a beer,
like
yeah.
a barley wine. A lot of people are familiar with barley wines.
Sure.
Where this is actually a wheat wine where most of the grist or most of the grain itself comes from the wheat, the sugars from there, from the wheat. So it's like a really strong wheat ale.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
It's very good.
Somebody wrote in here while you guys are sipping your wheat wine.
Oh, man.
Jerome wrote in, Calyptra is the name of the session IPA made by Jack's Abbey. Excellent balanced flavor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Calyptra.
Yes, that is a great beer.
All right, I was only making sport of the name. Sounded like a prescription drug. No, it's Calyptra. It's an IPA. Thank you for that, Jerome. And our number here is 800-348-2551. If you want to share your Super Bowl party menu, we've had some good stuff here today. You brought the chips, but not the onion dip.
I know, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat it. I'm going to send you a picture of the empty bowl.
So tell us what is in your onion. I mean, if we had it here today, what would be in it?
It starts with mayonnaise and sour cream.
Okay.
So it's about half a cup of mayonnaise and a cup of sour cream. And I caramelize an onion. So I take a yellow onion or a sweet onion, and I chop it up with some olive oil or butter, a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of baking soda.
Really?
Yeah, I mean like a tiny bit, like a 1/16 of a teaspoon.
What if you put too much in?
You'll taste it.
Okay.
It'll taste like really salty.
Like Alka-Seltzer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you put that, it helps to expedite the caramelization process, so you're not waiting for like an hour for your onions to caramelize. And then some salt, you let that cook down, you add it into the mayonnaise and the sour cream. And I put in some dried onion powder, some dried onion, some fresh parsley, a little bit of vermouth.
Vermouth?
Vermouth.
That's a waste of vermouth.
Mm, no, it's so good.
You don't know that.
Some Worcestershire sauce. You put a little bit of Tabasco or whatever kind of hot sauce you like in there to give it a little heat. And I put, the recipe that's online calls for celery salt, but I actually put salish, which is a smoked salt. So it's like the smoky bacon flavor.
Oh, I'll be darned.
And that's about it. And then you mix it together.
It seems rather simple compared to mine.
Yeah.
I mean, mine is very complicated.
that packet,
you,
I know.
You go to you get the sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
The packet of the onion soup mix, and then the tricky part is you got to leave it for about a couple of hours.
It does, yeah, it does come together a little bit better.
But I'm sure yours is good too.
Yeah, you know.
Let's go back to the calls and Corrine and Troy. Corrine, you're on.
Hi, I recently went to a Korean restaurant in New York City, and I tried a wheat wine. It was sort of like a warm, milky beer. That sounds terrible, but it was delicious. And I just wonder. Is the kind of wheat beer, the wheat wine that you're talking about, is it related to that Korean wheat wine?
Well, ours is definitely a different take on it. Ours is, we like to use a mixture of different types of wheat. So we have red wheat, which is a hard winter wheat, white wheat, which is a soft wheat, and then some raw wheat. And I think the raw wheat adds a nice body to it. And then kick up the carbonation a bit, and I think it blends together really well and comes out nice. I'm really happy
with this beer. It's really fantastic.
You like it?
Yeah, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brew. Yeah. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
There you go, Corrine. Want to follow up?
No, I thought it was surprisingly delicious, this combination of like fizzy, milky, you know, warm beverage. So I'm looking forward to trying whatever you came up with.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're in Troy. We're right down there. Swing by.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Corrine. We appreciate it. I remember when I was a young man, there was a bottle you could buy called Thomas Hardy Ale, and it was aged for like years and years and years. And I think that was a barley wine as well. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. And barley wines do age really well. There's not a lot of beers that you want to continue to age for a period of time, but barley wines definitely can hold up and get more complex as the years go on.
And how long will you age yours?
We have set some aside, so we'll probably bust one out in a year, and then maybe some more a year after that. A lot of times for certain parties that we have, where we call them rarest form, we'll have ones from the vintage that we'll bring out.
From the vault. They'll bring it up from the vault.
When you age them, cold, dark place, or how do you age them?
Yep. Usually we have a little cellar downstairs that is standard temperature year-round, so we'll age it there.
Okay, let's go back to the calls. And Mike in Pittsfield. Mike, you're on.
Yes, how are you?
Good, well, relatively good. How are you?
Very good, very good.
Oh, good.
I was getting hungry on the way home, and I thought I'd share a side that I like to make, which is bacon-wrapped meatball.
Oh,
absolutely.
They're very simple, and, you know, they're very versatile. Any type of sauces you like to use will doctor them right up, but... you know, sometimes it gets overlooked, so I wanted to share that.
Well, how do you make yours? Now, I've never even heard of this. I thought it would be a impossible physics equation to get bacon around a meatball. How do you do it, Mike?
I use a 1-ounce meatball, approximately a half a strip of bacon, wrap it around, hold it with a toothpick.
Ah, the toothpick.
And I've been using a southern mustard sauce, which is mustard with a vinegar, so it breaks it down, gives it that tanginess from the mustard. And that just cooks right into it. And the last bit of cooking, I give it a fresh glaze of it, and off you go.
That sounds great. Now, Deanna, how long would you cook that, and at what temperature?
It depends on if the meatballs are already cooked.
Okay, let's assume they are uncooked meatballs?
Probably not too high, because you don't want to like dry out on the outside and be wet on the inside. So maybe like 350 for if they're ping pong ball sized meatballs.
Yeah.
Like 25 minutes.
And the bacon will be done?
Yeah.
Do you have to do the bacon first or par cook the bacon?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
What about frozen meatballs?
Frozen meatballs, I'm assuming you're pre-cooked already. So
oh, okay.
Probably, yeah.
Same thing.
But you know what? You can wrap bacon around anything that's good. Bacon-wrapped scallops, bacon-wrapped water
Very
chestnuts.
True.
I thought you were just going to say water.
Bacon-wrapped water. Deanna Fox favorite.
Bacon-flavored water.
Delicious.
Delicious.
800-348-2551. The Super Bowl is coming up. How about some predictions for the game itself? Deanna Fox.
Well, my kids say Falcons because they hate the Patriots. So
ooh,
Falcons.
Ouch. All right, so the Falcons will win. Kevin Mullen.
I think I have to go with the regional here and say go with New England.
Go with New England? And
yep.
Do you have a score in mind?
No, no idea.
And Joe Donahue, I can predict what you will say, but what do you think?
I think it's going to be the Patriots, and I think I will say, you know, I haven't thought of a score. I think it'll be a semi-close game and probably scarier than we would give it credit for, but like maybe 32-24. How's that?
I can't figure out who will win this game. I mean, my instinct says the Falcons will win the game, but I don't know how you could bet against the Patriots. They have made that deal with the devil. You know, the real question is the over-under. At what point in the game does Dave Gastina have an aneurysm? That's really the question. He's the big Patriots fan in the newsroom, and occasionally annoyingly so. Let's go to Ped.
I have a video.
Ped in Ohio, New York. Ped, you're on.
Hey, I want to know, how come nobody's dunking their donut in the beer?
Oh, you're a genius, man. You're a genius.
I mean, come on.
I'm out of
you
beer.
You know, in the town of Ohio, that's what you do for breakfast.
No, but you need a really stale donut. You wait till your donuts or your cookies are stale. My grandmother calls them dunkers because they get stale, and then you put them into your beer or your coffee or whatever, and they soak everything up.
Hang on. Your grandmother dipped donuts in beer?
My grandmother would take bacon fat and mix it with milk and put bread in it and serve it to us.
It's just can't believe it. I'd be trying every donut in every different beer selection.
Genius. All right, well, you know what? Before the end of the day, I'm going to do just that, and thank you for the call. This one came in via email from Mark. My question for the panel, pizza is, of course, an essential, but pizzas are not all created equal. So what's your preference? Do you prefer pizza from a mom-and-pop pizza place, or do you like pizza from the chain store pizza places?
Well, for us, I would say definitely mom-and-pop. In Troy, it's DeFazio's. Mm-hmm. You just can't beat them.
You really can't. It's worth the drive. What I do, because since I'm far away, I get them half-cooked. And then put them in the oven at 500 on the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
That's
lose.
A good idea.
But I mean, really, if it's a choice between a chain and no pizza, you go with the chain.
The thing about pizza is the pizza that you had as a kid is the pizza you hold all other pizza to. So if you had Domino's pizza growing up, the best mom and pop pizza will never compare to that Domino's you had as a kid. It's like this like food sensory memory that you always revert back to. So for me, it's Magro's pizza in Cincinnatus, New York. Like, that was a pizza we had growing up, and, you know, it might not be the best pizza, but it's the pizza that all other pizza is judged against.
But do you find that over time, it gets better in your memory? So it's probably better now than it was back then?
It's like that with everything, you know? The further away from it you are, the better the memory is.
How about you, Joe Donahue? Do you dunk your donuts in beer?
No, but you know, we have a place near us called 9 Miles East, and it's
so good.
Oh, it's amazing.
Amazing.
They're in Schuylerville, and they have incredible pizza and these wonderful pizzas. And I think the last one I had was this like the smoky maple sausage pizza.
Oh my gosh,
it's so good! And there's they have onions and this wonderful tomato sauce and fresh mozzarella, and it's all locally sourced. And my goodness, that's a great place.
And they make it right on the farm.
Yes,
so everything is sourced, and it's a sourdough crust, which is really interesting. So they're slow fermenting their crust. It takes days for this crust to develop. And I think their website is like pizza.farm. So
okay,
you can't get...
The sourdough crust is kind of a rarity. I know that Paul Massiero at Baba Louie's does that,
mm-hmm.
and it's great.
Yeah.
When you have a sourdough crust, it is a thing to behold.
And then the brewery I go to matches for whatever they happen, the pizza, they will pair a beer with that pizza.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
That's great.
It's a great.
And how do you don't go there, though, right?
No.
Well, that's all the time we have for on the program. If you are entertaining this weekend, enjoy yourself. And if you are driving, please be careful and get a designated driver if you're going to drink. Thanks to Deanna Fox for being here. Thanks to Kevin Mullen. Once again, Deanna, your website is?
FoxOnFood.com.
Kevin Mullen.
RareFormBrewing.com.
Joe Donahue.
WAMC.org. Fill the lockbox. Every dollar that goes in right now is less that we have to make on a Monday. The fun drive begins with Ray and Alan, 6 a.m. Monday morning, and we've been having an amazing week, and so it could be a one-day fun drive.
God, you are such a professional. You're my idol. Support comes from Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, offering over 100 chocolates, including truffles, buttercrunch, and sea-salted caramels, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, and Newton Plaza, Loudonville, UncleSamsCandy.com. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy at New Moo Dairy, free, handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge, and more, Harold's.com. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, now in winter season, featuring farm fresh produce and handmade goods every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. inside the Troy Atrium, troymarket.org. And Sage Wine and Spirits, Ballston Spa, New York, providing worldwide sustainable, organic, and craft wines and spirits, offering weekly tastings, wine and spirits specialist available to advise, sagewinespirits.com. Well, you heard the man. The fun drive starts Monday at 6 a.m. Feed the lockbox. We will see you on Monday at 6. Have a great weekend. News is next.